This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, the Senate is getting ready to vote on the continuing resolution to keep the government open. Chuck Schumer now says he supports it, which means his party hates him, and there's about to be a major civil war. So will we see Senator Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? That's the question. Is she going to actually primary Chuck Schumer? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It's a Friday. We've made it through the week, kids. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you would like to weigh in on everything we are saying today, we're also streaming live on YouTube as well. And I just have to readjust my camera. I'm having a little technical issue with my camera today. It froze up, but that's okay. You can still chat along and chat away here. President is speaking right now at the Department of Justice on the ending the weaponization of government. And also, too, he's talking about restoring law and order. And that means, of course, getting the government to stop going after American citizens. We can't have a Justice Department that uses the law and order that we have in this country, our federal law enforcement, to go after political enemies and to protect its political friends. And that is what we have been seeing in this country for years. And it's insane. It's crazy. And I'm glad the president's addressed it. I mean, he's the perfect test case for this. He's the example of this. He's literally the guy that they weaponized the Department of Justice against, both in his first term and after he left the White House. And they went after him, but they also went after moms at school board meetings. And yes, Latinos praying, Catholics praying in Latin at mass, a whole bunch of other people as well. But when they went after the moms at school board meetings, I said, this is a turning point in America. And so a lot of these moms were not necessarily MAGA moms, but they were moms that were tired of what was going on in their classroom and they wanted to do something about it. And because our Justice Department was weaponized, they intimidated these moms and dads and they had FBI agents. You know, maybe they'd be in the back of a school board meeting. You just never know. They might just be watching you. The other thing is this swatting issue, which is a big deal. Now, today, the FBI Director Kash Patel put out a statement saying that they are going to deal with this situation. A couple people we know, Sean Farish, who does the great Trump impression on Kale and Company and everywhere else. He's got his own platform as well. Sean's a very talented guy, terrific guy. He got swatted last night. So what is swatting? Swatting is when someone calls the local police department and says, hey, there's somebody with a gun at the house. Could be a suicide, could be a murder or something. And then local law enforcement dispatches SWAT team, basically, or whatever version of a SWAT team they have, and they show up at the house. And the person obviously is doing nothing wrong, And then cops come, guns blazing, and their adrenaline's up to a 10, and it's not good. It's a terrible situation for everybody, and people could die. That's why Mike Lee, who's one of my favorite United States senators, is now suggesting that maybe, possibly, we should charge these people with attempted murder. So in the case of Joe Pags or Sean Farish or other people who've been online influencers, conservatives, these are all conservatives we're talking about here. They go after conservatives. The police show up and, yeah, they're thinking that there's somebody with a gun, a very dangerous situation, and we're looking at what could be life and death here. But let's jump back in here. The president's talking about the Supreme Court right now and these judges who are overreaching. Take a listen.
Things including gross incompetence. They don't like it and they don't want it. There's not much they can do about it. You know, they're in a position they can't really fight back really very well. And so what they do is sometimes they get weak. I would say a majority maybe of the times. That's why I'm so impressed with Judge Cannon in Florida, how strong she was, how she held up. It actually made her more resolute than anything I've seen. I mean, it was amazing because they were hitting her so hard. It was so sad to watch this. But it's sad what they do to other judges. It's very sad what they do to the Supreme Court. And a lot of the judges that I had, if you look at them, they take tremendous abuse in the New York Times and the Washington Post, all of the different networks. They take such abuse. And honestly, they're very simply, they're afraid of bad publicity. They don't want bad publicity. And it's truly interference, in my opinion, and it should be illegal, and it probably is illegal in some form. There's no difference than speaking to a judge or shouting to a judge or doing whatever you have to do in a courthouse. They're doing it behind the back. They're usually doing it anonymously. They're saying anonymously, off the record, the judge is no good, but everybody knows where it's coming from. And it's totally coordinated. It's a campaign, and it's by the same scum that you have been dealing with for years, like guys like Andrew Weissman, deranged Jack Smith. There's a guy named Norm Eisen. I don't even know what he looks like. His name is Norm Eisen of Crew. He's been after me for 9 years. Now, Crew is a charitable organization. And the reason I'm saying this, Todd, is I'm only going to get one chance to say this. But these are bad people. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like. But everything I read is Norm Eisen of Crew. And Crew is a charitable organization. And that's a political thing. His sole life is to get Donald Trump. And he's been vicious and violent. And he's trying. And he probably had pretty good success over the years. But with me, how did he do? I think I'm president. Am I here because I'm president? But we had to take all of that abuse, even during the trials.
It backfired on them, that's for sure.
Like, you know, these wonderful guys, they're not legitimate people. They're horrible people. They're scum. And you have to know that. And you're going to have these cases where you can't allow yourselves to be deflected. You just can't let it happen. You have such a higher calling. And I believe that CNN and MSDNC, who literally write 97.6% bad about me, are political arms of the Democrat Party. And in my opinion, they're really corrupt and they're illegal. What they do is illegal. It makes no difference how big a victory I had. I can have the biggest victory in history. It makes no difference what kind of a failure the other side has. These people are going to go after me. And I said it during the big speech on Tuesday night. I said about Democrats, and I don't like that. I have great respect, by the way, for what Schumer did today. He went out and he said that I'm going to have to vote with the Republicans because it's the right thing to do. I couldn't believe what I heard. But, you know, I think he's going to get some credit for it. I think. Let's see what happens tonight with the big vote as it comes. But these networks and these newspapers are really no different than a highly paid political operative. And it has to stop. It has to be illegal. It's influencing judges. And it's really changing law. And it just cannot be legal. I don't believe it's legal. And they do it in total coordination with each other. And everything we do, we're restoring law, restoring order, and restoring public safety in America. That's what we want to do. And we're bringing honor and integrity and accountability back to the highest levels of the FBI, DOJ, and throughout our government. We're bringing our country back faster than anyone ever thought possible. We're working so hard at doing it, and we want fairness in the courts. The courts are a big factor. The elections, which were totally rigged, are a big factor. We have to have honest elections. We have to have borders, and we have to have courts and law that's fair. Well, we're not going to have a country. Crooked Joe Biden got us into a real mess with Russia and everything else he did, frankly, but he didn't know about it, and he, generally speaking, signed it with auto pen. So how would he know? That auto pen is a big deal. I don't know. You know, they're having who's doing this? So when my people come up, Will and all of the people, Steve, they come up and, sir, this is an executive order. They explain it to me. And, you know, 90% of the time I sign it. 99% of the time I say do it. But they come up and I sign it. But you don't use auto pen. It's number one, it's disrespectful to the office. Number two, maybe it's not even valid because, you know, who's getting him to sign? He had no idea what the hell he was doing. If he did, all of these bad things wouldn't be happening right now. But we're going to get you back into a great position, and we've already started. They say that we had the most successful first month of presidency. Not a long time, but it's still a lot. It's like if you're a golfer, sinking a 3-foot putt on the first hole gives you confidence to sink something on the second hole. But if you miss that first putt, you don't like to have the putt on the second hole and the third hole. It could be a very bad experience. It's nice to get that first month, and now we have more than a month. Now we have a month and a half, and it's going really, really well. I can tell you as a little secret, although the cameras are blazing back there, so it's not that much. But I think we're doing well, as you have been hearing about Ukraine. I think we're doing now well with Russia. We're speaking with President Putin. We want to get the war over. Not only have we spent maybe $350 billion to Europe's, think of that, $350 billion to $100 billion, and yet we're across the ocean far away, so it shouldn't have been that way, but Biden let that happen too. And we're getting a deal where we're going to get that back, but much more importantly are the lives that we're talking about. On average, 2,000 young people are being killed every single day. Now, they're not from here. They're from nowhere close to here, but they're young people. They're human beings, and they have parents. They have sisters and brothers, the mothers and fathers, the friends and the families and the towns where they grew up. And they're losing, on average, 2,000, even 2,500 a week. And I want to get it stopped. And we've had some very good calls today with Russia and with Ukraine. They've agreed for a ceasefire if we can get it with Russia. And it's not easy. It's a tough one. But I think we're doing it. And as the Secretary General said yesterday of NATO, a terrific guy, he said, without Trump, we wouldn't be talking about it. It would just go on for years and millions more people. Millions of people have been killed, but millions more people.
We will unleash
ceasefire if we can get it with Russia. And it's not easy. It's a tough one. But I think we're doing it. And as the Secretary General said yesterday of NATO, a terrific guy, he said, without Trump, we wouldn't be talking about it. It would just go on for years and millions more people. Millions of people have been killed, but millions more people would be killed. And he said it was a great honor. Without me, it would just keep going on. We're looking for the ceasefire now with Russia, and we've had some very good talks about it. We've had some very good responses. And I can tell you that there was a case where there would have been no war if I were president. And it's just 100% would not have happened, would never have happened. I used to speak to President Putin a lot about it. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. I won't tell you what the consequence was. I won't tell you what he said. But if he believed even 5% of what I said, then he would say, I'm not going to do it. And I think he did. But we had a good relationship, and we had a professional relationship, and his respect for this country. And I think we've had some very good results. So, you know, I haven't been able to say that to anybody else. I haven't wanted to say it until just before I came here. I got some pretty good news. So, but we have to see what happens. It's still a long way to go. The fighting is unbelievable. Russia has a large group of Ukrainian soldiers, as we speak, surrounded and in grave danger. They've been able to surround them. They're in grave danger. Biden should have never let this war happen. First of all, you don't want to pick on somebody that's a lot larger than you, even with the money. There's a lot of money that we gave them and a lot of equipment. We make the best military equipment in the world, but even with all of that, it's unbelievable. Right now, you have a lot of Ukrainian soldiers that are encircled and in grave danger, and I've asked them not to kill those soldiers, please, not to kill those soldiers. We don't want them killed. It's such a shame to see what's happened. A thing like that would have never happened. Inflation would have never happened. October 7th would have never happened. Israel, Iran had no money. They were totally broke. Think of it. They had no money to give to anybody. They were totally broke. And within a short period of time, as soon as Biden came in, he took out all the sanctions in China, and everybody else that wasn't buying oil from Iran was buying it at levels that they never spent before. And it was a sad thing. And if you look at Afghanistan, that was probably what got Putin started, because when he looked at how horribly we looked, I think the most embarrassing day, not that we got out, because we were getting out. I would have been out faster than them. I was the one that got it down to the right level. But we would have kept Bagram, the big Air Force base. We would have kept it. Right now, China occupies Bagram. And the reason we would have kept it is because they were 1 hour away from where China has and builds its nuclear missiles and weapons. And they gave that up. At the dark of night, they left the lights on, and they left the dogs behind, by the way. A lot of people say, what about all the dogs? They had a lot of dogs, and they left the dogs behind. And what a shame. What a shame. The way we got out, I think it was the most humiliating time in the history of our country. The way it happened, not that we were getting out, because we wanted to get out, but we would have gotten out with dignity and strength. And what a difference a rigged and crooked election had on our country when you think about it. And the people who did this to us should go to jail. They should go to jail. So I just want to say God bless America, because we have to say God bless. We're lucky we're still here, frankly. And this whole thing could lead. I think we have it. I think we have it. But this could lead to World War III very easily. Could very easily lead to World War III, but I think we're in pretty good shape. A lot better than we were before.
Don't want that.
We got involved, that I can tell you. That was heading into World War III territory, and that would have been a war like no other because of nuclear weapons and other types of weapons that, hey, people, you don't even want to know about. But as many of you do know, well, we're focused on persecuting, and these people were really focused on persecuting Republicans. The last administration presided over the worst increase in violent crime in our country in many, many decades. We had levels of violence and crime, and a lot of it had to do with the illegal immigrants that came in. Remember when I used to complain about it? Because I knew how tough they were, how mean they were. And they said, no, people that come into our country are all wonderful people. No, they're not wonderful. These are stone-cold killers.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. The president is also, we're hoping, going to talk about the swatting issues that have been happening against conservatives in this country. And we're also going, we're waiting the vote on the Senate. I just saw Bernie Sanders was flailing his arms like a lunatic on the floor of the Senate. So I imagine that vote's going to be happening any time now. President mentioning Chuck Schumer there. People are very angry at Chuck Schumer for saying he's going to go along with keeping the government open. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Veneria is the master of implant dentistry and named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020. Quick break, coming right back. It's a busy Friday, a lot going on. We're watching the vote on the Senate, and don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210's 8th Annual Radiothon, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation, presented by Edelman's Coins, is Friday, March 21st. Listen from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. for special guests, surprises, and fun, and help the Travis Mannion Foundation empower veterans and families of the fallen, and unite the community through service. Listen all day Friday, March 21st, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the Free Odyssey. Odyssey app. Thanks to our sponsors, Edelman's Coins, Philadelphia's local bullion dealer, Emmons Roofing Windows and Solar, online at emmonsroofing.com, Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest collection of high-end and vintage furniture. Visit their huge showroom in Hatfield.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6481. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6481. That's 800-575-6481. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This March, Esser Chevrolet is making it easier than ever to drive home in a new Chevy. Get a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 SSV, just $43,999. Plus, upfit services are available for lights, sirens, plows, and more. Lease a 2025 Chevy Equinox EVLT, just $199 a month for 36 months. Esser Chevrolet, Philly's trusted Chevy dealer. Visit us at EsserChevy.com. Call 267-343-9094 for details. Together, let's drive.
Esser Chevrolet!
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Celebrate twice as much with NordVPN's birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon for up to 1 year free. Visit NordVPN and discover the benefits. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Encrypt your online traffic. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN.
Tune in to Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. to hear Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. The Crash Proof Retirement Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on Talk Radio 1210.
Now back to the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the red you hide behind that mask you use.
Good music today, Justin. Well done. Excellent stuff. Welcome back. Glad you're here. Happy Friday. Happy Pi Day, by the way. Just so you know, because the other big story, there's a lot going on today, but it's a Friday. We used to have slow Fridays. We don't have those anymore. President is speaking at the Department of Justice. We're going to kind of weave in and out of this because this could literally be the entire show. But the president, while he's speaking right now, the Senate vote's going on. Chuck Schumer is now siding with the Republicans. I believe he's actually speaking live on the Senate floor. But this is what he said earlier about coming out in support of the Republican CR bill. This is cut number one.
That Republican rejection leads us to a decision. And it's not really a decision. It's a Hobson's choice. Either proceed with the bill before us or risk Donald Trump throwing America into the chaos of a shutdown. This, in my view, is no choice at all.
Okay, so because of that, thank you, we're going to jump. Because of that, he's now getting a potential primary challenge from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So she is furious today. She is so angry. She's fired up. She's been everywhere yelling and screaming about Chuck Schumer, and she can't believe it. And not only that, Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric ones, come out against him as well. Hakeem Jeffries also basically just saying that he has no faith in him. So, and Schumer also called us all bastards. Yes, take a listen to this. Cut 22, Chuck Schumer name-calling us.
Have the conflict on the best grounds we have summed up in a sentence that they're making the middle class pay for tax cuts for billionaires. It's much, much better not to be in the middle of a shutdown, which to divert people from the number one issue we have against these bastards. Sorry, these people. Which is not only all these cuts, but they're ruining democracy.
Oh, you didn't mean to call us names now, did you? Come on. Did you really? Stop. Come on. The amazing part about this, though, is that the House Democrats realize now that Schumer probably just may have ended, which would be good and bad, but his political career. So Hakeem Jeffries, who's a minority leader in the House, was asked about Chuck Schumer and whether or not he's going to support him. Cut 21.
And 21 declared senators. And we anxiously await that vote.
Is it time for new leadership in the Senate?
Next question.
Next question, please. Next question. I don't want to say it, but move on. So AOC is now threatening a primary challenge against him, calling him gutless and saying that he's surrendered. That's right. Very, very angry. A slap in the face, sounding off against Chuck Schumer and saying that this is a gigantic slap in the face. So I'll tell you one thing, though, which I think is phenomenal about all of this, is that it's fun to watch the Democrats kill each other. It really is. It's fun to watch. I'm enjoying it very, very much. And I say keep it going. As far as I'm concerned, keep it going. No doubt about it. Also, we have to address what's taking place in this country, which is swatting. We'll talk about that. President, let's jump back in here and take another listen to what he's talking about here at the Department of Justice. It's very historic for a president to go to DOJ and speak. It's not something that normally happens, but take a listen.
1776, it was pretty important too, but let's see if we can top it. Can we top it? I don't know. That's a tough one, but we're going to try. But it will be one of the most important days in the history of our country. So I think, and I think everybody in this room wants that to happen. Last month, we officially designated MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. That's the Venezuelan gang, the toughest gang, they say, in the world, and the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. That's a big deal. Nobody wanted to do that in the past. And by the way, we've caught hundreds of them, the Venezuelan gang, which is as bad as it gets. And you'll be reading a lot of stories tomorrow about what we've done with them. And you'll be very impressed, and you'll feel a lot safer, too, because they are a vicious group. They went into Colorado. They took over areas of Colorado. They sort of were like me. They were in the real estate business, but they didn't go out and get financing. They just took over a building and kept it. And they said to the tenants, get the hell out of here. One man called the police and they cut off his fingers. And they say, you call again, your other fingers, and you call a third time and you're dead. These are tough people and bad people, and we're getting them out of our country. And some are so bad, we don't want to get them out. We have to put them in jail because we don't want to even take a chance that they can come back. Thanks to our efforts, Mexico recently handed over 29 of the biggest cartel leaders, including the depraved kingpin charged with the 1985 murder of DEA agent Kiki Camarena. And that was a big deal, if you know. They've been looking for this person for years, many years, and we got him. This evil killer will be now prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And we know that, let's put it this way. I have to be nice. It's a very strong case. We're stopping the criminals pouring across our borders at record levels. And we're also stopping the massive quantities of deadly drugs. In 2023 alone, drug overdoses killed more Americans in 12 months than they did during the entire decade between 1980 and 1990. So 10 times more, but it's much higher than that. More Americans died from fentanyl last year than died in the Korean War or the Iraq War or the Afghanistan War, all of them combined. That's why I have placed large tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, and they will remain in place until these deadly poisons stop pouring into our country. And I will tell you, as soon as I put on the tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, unbelievable results have been seen in the last few weeks. Unbelievable results. They weren't happy about it. You probably read they weren't happy, but they are working like hell to end it. They weren't working very hard before I did that. With us today is a brave mother and advocate, Ann Funder, who lost her beautiful 15-year-old son, Weston, to fentanyl. And Ann, if you would, I'd like to ask you to come up and say a few words, please. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to jump out of this real quick. Because we have so much to get to today. It's not that I don't want to hear an angel mom. Obviously, I do, but we're loaded up. Matt, I just sent you that clip of AOC. Do you have that by chance?
I do have one. I can play it real quick if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
All right. Hang on.
I'm not hearing anything. Kirk, do you have it?
He's loading it up.
Okay. Just play the audio then.
All of the accountability measures to ensure that money is being spent in the way that Congress has directed for it to be spent. This turns the federal government into a slush fund for Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Peters.
It sacrificed.
Hang on, let's stop. Time out. We're getting overlap here. Feed. All right, take a quick break. Please load up those clips for me. And then we come back. We'll do that. We'll also hear more of what the president has to say. Listen, when choosing a lawn care company, what you need to do is you want to hire a company that's going to provide the results you're looking for and is going to be safer for your family and pets, right? Obviously, of course you do. That's why you want to choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. All right, that's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and your pets. So whether it's organic fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn of America makes sure your lawn flourishes naturally season after season. But here's the best part. They seed your lawn for free every year. That's right. With their full service program, Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free. And that overseeding gives your lawn such a healthy, thick, lush, green, beautiful, beautiful way. And it's going to look great. And you're going to be so happy. I've been using Natural Lawn of America in my yard for years. And you'll see when they come to your house how their program is customized for your lawn. So take a look at what your lawn needs. They assess it depending on the time of year, depending on your lawn's whatever weeds there are, because your lawn is unique and it should be treated that way. So just call them by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. So let it be the envy of the neighborhood and safer for your kids and safer for your pets. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay. Friday. Man. It's been a week. It's been a good week, though, for us. And I'm happy we're almost done with it, to be honest with you. Next week will be a fun week. We'll have our Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. And I have the dates, official dates, for when we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I will announce those in the 5 o'clock hour. I announced them earlier, but just in case you missed it, I'll re-announce them when I re-announce them. Here's AOC calling it a slap in the face that Chuck Schumer now is going with the Republicans and siding to keep the government open. Take a listen.
Chuck Schumer, I guess the Senate Democratic leader, your senator, said at this meeting that he is going to vote for cloture. He is going to vote to allow there to be a simple majority vote. You think that's wrong?
I believe that's a tremendous mistake. Yes.
Why?
I think, well, first and foremost, the American people, if anyone has held a town hall or has seen what has been happening in town halls, American people, whether they are Republicans, independents, Democrats, are up in arms about Elon Musk and the actual gutting of federal agencies across the board. This continuing resolution codifies much of this chaos that Elon Musk is wreaking havoc on the federal government. It codifies many of those changes. It sacrifices and completely eliminates congressional authority in order to review these impulsive Trump tariffs that he's switching on and off. And on top of that, for folks who are concerned about effectiveness in government, this Republican extreme spending bill removes all of the guardrails and all of the accountability measures to ensure that money is being spent in the way that Congress has directed for it to be spent. This turns the federal government into a slush fund for Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It sacrifices congressional authority, and it is deeply partisan. And so to me, it is almost unthinkable why Senate Democrats would vote to hand the few pieces of leverage that we have away for free when we've been sent here to protect Social Security, protect Medicaid, and protect Medicare.
Chuck.
And then he goes on to ask her, would you consider running against him? And she doesn't rule it out. Does not rule it out. Now, I'll tell you right now, if she runs against him, Chuck Schumer is toast. She'll beat him in a primary. She will. She will beat him in a primary, and that's a problem because I think that means that she could run for president someday. Yeah, she's basically Bernie Sanders. And remember, had the Democrat Party not stopped Bernie Sanders in 2016, he would have been a Democrat nominee. No question about it. All right, the president speaking at the Department of Justice right now. Let's jump in again, take another listen to what the president has to say. This is our big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDentals.com. If you've been putting off getting that perfect smile, now is the time to reach out to Dr. Mike today for your free implant consultation by going to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Let's take a listen here.
Triumph of American justice and American freedom. That's why we're here today, gathered with people that have love for our country. In the coming years, we will revive the storied legacy of this department, and it's happening right now, you can feel it, and rekindle the spirit of the great lawmen and legal lions of the past, Americans like Wyatt Earp, Elliot Ness, Frank Hammer, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani had to suffer greatly. Greatly, the greatest mayor in the history of our country had to suffer greatly. Ed Meese, Antonin Scalia, Robert Jackson, and Robert F. Kennedy. We will rebuild pride in our institutions. We will restore the prestige of this great department, and we will bring back faith in our justice system for the citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. And I want to just tell you that this has been a great honor. I was asked to do it, and I said, is it appropriate that I do it? And then I realized it's not only appropriate, I think it's really important. And I may never do it again. I may never have another chance to do it again, because this is something that I'm leaving to the greatest people I know, the best people, the smartest people, the toughest people I know. And they're going to do an incredible job. And it's an honor for me to have won this election so that I can appoint these people to do their job. And they're going to do it like you have never seen. So I just want to wish all of you good luck. It's going to be an interesting journey. It's not going to be easy, but you're going to win. You're going to win, 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 and fight, fight, fight. And it's going to end up being a tremendous result for this country. So thank you all very much. God bless America. God bless you all. Thank you.
All right, that's President visiting the Justice Department today, talking about a lot of very important issues for our country, including the border, fentanyl, the weaponization of government, which is my favorite part of what the president was talking about today, and how we got to fight the weaponization of government, and we need to fix the weaponization of government. And there's no one who knows the weaponization of government better than Donald Trump, since they used every tool they had to go after him. And we have to remember this going forward, because whatever powers we give these people to go after terrorists, they're going to use against our political enemies. And that has been the Zioli axiom for as long as you've been listening to this show. You know that I've been saying these things, right? Every single time we give them more power, they weaponize it and use it against the American people. So stop doing it. Stop giving them more power over us, whatever it is, whether it's age verification for the internet, or whether it's censorship on the internet, or banning apps, or whatever it is, it will be weaponized and used politically against us, our side of the aisle. We are the terrorists in their eyes. Remember that. We are the terrorists in their eyes. Donald Trump is the biggest terrorist in their eyes. You don't believe me? You know, okay, here's crazy Maxine Waters. You know, if you don't believe me when I tell you that they view Donald Trump as the biggest terrorist in America. So go back post 9/11, right? All these new powers we give the federal government to try to keep us safe from bad guys in caves in Afghanistan who might be lurking at malls and everywhere else. And what do? They took all those powers, weaponized it, used it against us. Suddenly now moms at school board meetings, we're domestic violent extremists, potential domestic violent extremists, especially the ones in yoga pants. Catholics praying in mass, in Latin in mass. Guys at Cabela's buying fishing hats and guns and ammo. You know, track them all, figure out where they are, monitor them, intimidate them, scare them, and ultimately go after the president by arresting him, raiding his home, going through his wife's underwear drawer. They view Trump and Trump and MAGA and all of you, you, me, anybody else who supports him, as being a potential domestic violent extremist. So when we talk about the weaponization of government, what we're saying is that all the powers we gave them under the guise of keeping us safe were weaponized and used for political purposes, just like I predicted on this show 2014, earlier, before I even had this radio show. And I was just merely a fill-in host on a radio station. Not merely, fill-in hosts are an important job, but before I had a full-time show, I kept saying it. And then the other thing, of course, is the weaponization of government goes to protect who they like. They use it to protect their political friends. And that's also a big problem, because we know that there are people who should have gone to jail, like Hunter Biden and probably Joe Biden, and they just let it all go. So a police state, the true definition of that is not cops on horseback. It's not tear gas on crowds. No, those are methods, debatable. A police state is when the government uses its law enforcement and national security powers to go after its enemies and to protect its friends, but ultimately to advance the purpose of control over the citizenry. And that's why they also censored free speech, something the president talked about today, by intimidating social media companies to silence American citizens for their speech. And it's also something, too, which the government has done in order to intimidate you, is to just make you believe that at any moment now, you could have a big black SUV show up in front of your house and drag you out of your house in front of your kids on a Sunday morning, like they did to our buddy Mark Houck, for praying outside an abortion clinic. The Office of Civil Rights under the Department of Justice, which is now going to be headed by Leo 2.0, Leo Terrell, was used as the little arm of the DOJ and the FBI to go after people that the government didn't like, conservatives. And then they went after credit cards to see who's buying guns, who's buying ammo, spying on people, weaponizing government, all of it. And nobody knows it better than Donald Trump, because they were able to also utilize the national security element of this with the 51 former national security deep state hacks who wrote that letter about the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't. And what did the FBI do? The FBI said nothing. They had the laptop in their possession. They knew the story was coming because they were spying on Rudy Giuliani, who President Trump just mentioned. When he's talking to Miranda Devine at the New York Post about the laptop story, they knew it was coming, and so they told social media companies, get ready for something from Russia. They set the seed. They set the stage. Planted the seed, I should say. And then when the letter goes out, which was orchestrated originally by the CIA to make everybody believe the Hunter Biden laptop was nothing other than Russian disinformation, they did that to protect Joe Biden, to ultimately help defeat Donald Trump. It was the ultimate weaponization, the ultimate election interference. And then what else did they do? They hid Biden's cognitive decline in one of the greatest political scandals of our country. They all lied to us about how Biden was perfectly fine. But remember, in particularly after January 6th, anybody who's MAGA or even just a Trump supporter, you are a potential domestic terrorist. So all those laws we gave them to protect us from guys in caves in Afghanistan, now they use those laws against you. And they're going to keep doing that. For years, we heard Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland say the biggest threat was homegrown domestic violent extremists. Where are all these homegrown domestic violent extremists, by the way? Where are they? I'm so curious. And to keep ratcheting up that rhetoric, to keep justifying their power over us each and every day, here's Maxine Waters, cut number three.
I'm worried that Trump is on the edge of creating a civil war. He alluded to it more than once. He alluded to the fact that if he did not get reelected, that there could be a civil war. What does Trump expect? Oh, I believe he expects violence. I believe he expects confrontation. I believe he's working toward a civil war. We're not going to get goaded.
Well, first of all, how would a civil war even start, number one? Number two, if it does, I got bad news for the Democrats. We have all the guns. So good luck with that, by the way, if it actually does happen that way. Just, you know, good luck. Quick update for you on what's going on. The vote is 47 yay to 22 nay on the vote to limit debate on the CR, which is the procedural hurdle they have to get through in order for the CR to pass. But ultimately, it does seem like it's going to pass, because now you've said, like John Fetterman, for example, if it doesn't, it's going to blow up in our faces and Democrats are going to be to blame for all of this, because the Democrat Party is going to be looked at as the party of the shutdown. I agree with that. No doubt about that. I absolutely do. Because Donald Trump, unlike, you know, in the past, there'd be a shutdown, but you'd have the Speaker of the House coming out, and none of them were ever very good at the media. But nobody's better than Trump. Love him or hate him, nobody's better than Trump when it comes to commanding the media, commanding the news cycle, and battling it out and seizing control of the information. Not with force, but just by his sheer ability to control a news cycle. So that's why if the Democrats do shut it down, Republicans will win. Trump will win. They'll come out on the other side of this, and they'll do that because they have a guy who will fight and lay it all on them. The Senate's voting on cloture. That's, of course, the procedure that will vote to end debate. Then the Senate will vote on three Democratic amendments offered by Senators Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, and Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. All three of these measures will need 60 votes to pass. Each of these three measures will fail. The Senate will also vote on an amendment from Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky that will need a simple majority to pass. It, too, unfortunately, will likely fail, which it should not fail, but unfortunately, it probably will. But we'll talk about that as well. The final vote on passage of the funding bill will then occur after those amendment votes happen. Okay, so that's where we are right now. President also mentioned peace with Russia and Ukraine. There's somebody that doesn't want that, and that's Victoria Nuland. We'll talk to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates, about that in the next hour. But just to show you, even people like James Carville are criticizing his party for being insane right now. It's not just me saying it. All right. You even have James Carville, the raging Cajun, saying Democrats now are insane. They're acting like they are crazy people, and this is not going to help them. So if you don't believe me when I tell you how bad this is for them, here's Carville, who's one of them. Cut 20.
All right. You saw Al Green eating a stick on the floor, or this people holding auction paddles, and it was counterproductive. And then you saw Alyssa Slotkin take a measured, reasonable, articulate about why we oppose this. And I used to say, like, my first commandment of politics is, thine shall not make an ass of thyself. Right? And they didn't follow the Cargill first commandment.
Well, speaking of not making an ass out of yourself, you know who did today? The guy who sounds like Sylvester the cat. That's right, Sheldon Whitehouse. So Dr. Oz, our buddy Dr. Oz, the very famous one and only Dr. Oz today, he has now been nominated for the head of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, CMS. And he has a very long opening statement, which I might get to in the 5 o'clock hour if I have time. But Senator Sheldon Whitehouse had a very strong message to Dr. Oz. I'm just going to warn you, though, it's also a little bit creepy. Cut number 8.
So I'm going to be on you like a ferret.
What?
To get this fixed. It is totally unfair. Bacchus Hospital is probably a 25-minute drive.
Wait. Stop it. Start it again. It sounded like he said, I'm going to be on you like a ferret. So let me hear that again.
So I'm going to be on you like a ferret to get this fixed. It is totally unfair.
Okay, he did
unfair.
Say that. All right. What the hell does on you like a ferret mean? What does that even mean? Justin, you're Gen Z. Is that a Gen Z thing?
That is not a Gen Z thing. That seems more like an older generation thing, if anything.
No, I don't think so. I'm Gen X. I've never heard that. Mama Zioli texted me. She's never heard that before. So it's you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a creepy thing you'd say at like a swingers retreat. I'm gonna be on you like a ferret. What? I mean, just because I brought you pineapple doesn't mean I want you to be on me like a ferret. Also, when he says it sounds really, really creepy because he sounds like Sylvester the cat. All right, one more time, please.
So I'm gonna be on you like a ferret.
That's it. Just stop it right there. Okay. All right. We're going to need that drop. If I could get that drop, we're going to need that. We're going to have to replay that a few times, I think. Yeah, that's creepy. Oof. We decided it was Sylvester the cat, right? Isn't that what we ultimately decided, I believe?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, Sylvester the cat. I know the YouTube chat, there was a debate between Sylvester the cat and somebody else, right? Do you remember who the other person was?
Was it? No, it wasn't the Pink Panther. It was another. What's the other pink cat that talks with a little?
Suffering Succotash. Is that Sylvester the cat?
Yeah,
that is Sylvester. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, pull that up. We'll do Suffering Succotash and On You Like a Ferret. Can we put that together for me? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do. Oh, wait. I think he's thinking of the Big Lebowski bathroom scene. There's no way bathtub scene. There's no way that guy is hip enough to think about a Big Lebowski reference. And if he was and trying to make a Big Lebowski reference, it failed miserably. All right, I'm just reading the YouTube chat here.
The other one was Snagglepuss. I just remembered it was Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss. All right, so Snagglepuss, Sylvester the cat, and On You Like a Ferret. Give me a little montage. We can play in the 5 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll get Dr. Coates to give us her thoughts on this as well. And it is Pi Day. The question for the YouTube chat is Pi Day. Are you going pizza or are you going fruit pie for Pi Day? There's not even a debate. Actually, don't even bother answering. The only answer is pizza for Pi Day. It's a Friday in Lent, and it's Pi Day. So we're doing pizza. We're making homemade pizza. And if you want to see a Cooking with Reagan video for later, yeah, baby, we're going to do it. and we're going to expose the kids, the Zioli kids, to anchovies later. I'm so excited. I can't wait. They're going to hate it. That's all right, though. It needs to happen. These are Italian children, after all. It's time that they learn what my ancestors had to deal with all the time. All right, big 5 o'clock hour coming up. 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Our friend Dr. Victoria Coates. Why is it the left does not want peace with Russia and Ukraine? Straight ahead.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the Free Odyssey app.